Welcome to the Drunk to Who podcast. I'm John.
I'm Steve.
And Steve, this is a podcast where, what do we do?
This is a podcast where we drink, we watch Doctor Who, we drink, and we talk about Doctor Who all while drinking. And for the first time in a couple episodes, we're going to do all that.
I was going to say, yes. Now we're back to our classic format. We're back to our classic New Who format for old Who.
Well, I'm sorry. We actually did that in the last episode. It's just that Denise was here with us.
Well, that's what made it different.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, again, everything's better with a little bit of Denise in the works.
I mean, she is in technically every episode because she did our music, our intro and outro.
That's very true.
Yeah.
And so today we're going to watch an episode of Doctor Who, Steve.
Yep.
We're all the way into series 7 now.
Yeah.
We're into Matt Smith's third season, and we're going to watch an episode of Doctor Who called...
Tennant was on 3 seasons, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Matt Smith's third. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, this is episode 98 of this here podcast. I don't know if I said that earlier.
I think you did. Maybe. I don't know.
So, and today, episode 1 of series 7 of called Asylum of the Daleks. Steve, what's Asylum of the Daleks going to be about?
Going to say that there are a couple of Daleks that have rebelled, that they have decided they don't want to just exterminate. Sometimes they want to plant flowers and germinate. And they have their own little,
No, I'm just saying it's like germinate.
It doesn't work. But it's the only thing that came to mind. They're on their own little planet off in some other part of the universe, and they are basically having peaceful. It's kind of like a Dalek resistance retirement home, and then the doctor shows up and he doesn't believe them, and he's just tries to start killing and destroying, and Amy and Rory slowly realize that these are peaceful Daleks, and so the doctor has to be brought around, and then of course other evil Daleks, ones with goatees, to distinguish them, they come out and they're like, oh no, we are evil. And then, the doctor has to fight with some Daleks against other Daleks. And there's a whole lot of Dalek.
So you've got a whole lot of like Star Trek imagery going on there, Steve.
Do I?
Well, cause you're saying like, the evil Daleks have goatees, which is a Star Trek reference.
Also, Futurama.
Yeah, I think we know where Futurama got that reference.
I don't know.
From.
I haven't watched a lot of. I've watched very little Star Trek.
Classic Star Trek. And very then also little. Too, this feels very like what you're describing is kind of like Captain Picard with the Borg after he was assimilated and then disassimilated, and then like he had a hatred for the Borgs.
How did that happen? I thought once you were a Borg, you're always a Borg. It's kind
well,
of like
he was fresh.
It's
Borg.
Kind of like being a Jet.
He was freshly a Borg, so they deborged him.
Whatever.
And then when he was unborged, then he had a hatred for the Borg because the Borgs are the Borgies.
Didn't you get deborged once in New Orleans?
Oh, a little penicillin cleared that up, though. Okay. Thank God. Mm-hmm. It would be tough to explain to Deanna Troi, that's for damn
so
sure.
So I don't know why you're bringing up Star Trek because I don't.
Well, because
do you want me to run these past you?
No, I was just saying it sounds like very. It's like, hey, like Simpsons. The Simpsons did it, Steve.
Okay.
So it's like Star Trek did it.
Okay. Way to get Series 7 off on a really positive note, John.
Well, but no, I wanted to also ask because you said like these are like peaceful Daleks. So are they like, are they gone off to like, are they being hidden away? Do they have, are they being dressed as like housewives and like with mustaches and stuff? Are they going off to jobs?
Housewives with mustaches?
Well, they're husbands,
I mean, whatever.
Husband comes back with a bowler hat.
I don't need to gender a Dalek. As far as I know, they are gender free.
Honey, I'm home.
They're all asexual as far as I know.
Here's a martini for you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I don't know, dude.
I'm just saying. I just thought possibly.
You didn't dig into Denise's guess with this so much. I mean,
I'm not digging. I'm just trying to pull more of that gold out of it.
There's no gold.
There's all that. It's like I'm mining for all that delicious tidbits that you've got hidden in there that I just got like dig out.
Kind
of like shit that gets in your beard and save it for later, like Hagrid.
I'm all surface.
Oh, there
there's
you go.
Very little depth here.
You just wear your fandom on your sleeve.
Yep. Speaking of which, let's do the shot.
Because it's time for our Drunk to Who shot of the episode.
Yep.
All right, Steve. So what's our Drunk to Who shot of the episode?
You may fire when ready.
You may fire when ready. Look at the glass.
What? Oh, these are... Did you get Drunk to Who shot glasses made up?
I was given them.
What? From who?
Friend of the show, Sean.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I wanted to spring them on you there.
Yeah, Sean didn't give me anything. Well, okay, that's cool.
That's fine. Let's hope he doesn't hear this episode.
Like, no, we love
what
Sean.
What a dick he's been.
We love Sean.
Fuck you, Sean.
But okay.
Hey, you know what? You know, he presented them to me as the person who is representative of Drunk to Who.
Yeah, awesome.
It's our logo and everything.
Yeah, thank you, Sean.
You know, like... And for our Patreon listeners,
oh, no,
you can start to order these
because
we have like 27,000.
We sell nothing but hopes and dreams.
Oh, we even sell those.
No.
Nobody want our hopes and dreams.
No.
I don't think they're even out there for, you know, buy one, get one free.
No, we hit the discount rack.
Yeah, so sad.
You know, we're at the old calendar. We're the calendars they sell in March at Barnes & Noble.
What was that damn shot we did? What I mean, was it toast? I mean, we did the whiskey.
You may
fireball.
You may fire when ready.
Is that from Galaxy Quest?
No, it's the original Star Wars. Peter Cushing says it right before he blows up Alderaan.
Oh wait, so the recreated Peter Cushing from Rogue One?
No, stop it! No. I fell back on Star Wars because the only other Star Wars toast I had, I guess McClunky was last time, but that doesn't really count. But I did in episode 10, Utini, the Jawas, which I know you texted me after Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, because we both saw it on Monday.
But I couldn't find any good quotes from the movie Anna and the Apocalypse, the zombie Christmas musical that we showed at my Christmas party this year, and that was the big hit.
I love that movie.
I know. I'm planning on watching it again.
Actually, I just rewatched this with my sister and her family. I'm like, it's on Hulu.
Yeah.
Can we watch this thing? Because they always like to watch a Christmas movie.
And it's an amazing Christmas movie.
And I didn't want to watch fucking Elf again. This is not about that. This is about Anna and the Apocalypse.
Yes.
Which you people should watch because it's on Hulu.
And Amazon Prime.
Oh, is it on Prime too? You can watch it for free on Prime?
Well, I mean, you already pay for Prime.
Well, so if you're paying for Prime.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched it at your movie marathon. I enjoyed it, but I also wanted to watch it sober.
Yes, that's why I need to watch it again.
And it's like, oh my gosh, the music's so good. I actually went to I went to a YouTube thing last night. Just like was like listening and watching as much as I could about it.
I am not a lover of musicals. To me, the greatest musical ever is the Blues Brothers, followed closely behind that by Little Shop of Horrors. The episode
Les Miserables.
The episode. The Buffy the Vampire Slayer episode that is a musical.
Okay.
The one thing I had about Anna and the Apocalypse was like I wanted one or two more musical numbers.
Huh.
Like I wanted a little bit more music. Anyway, go watch that. And now we're going to watch an episode of Doctor Who.
We are. So on the other side, people, we're going to be.
Is this Victory or what of the Daleks?
No. Asylum of the
Daleks. Oh, Asylum of the Daleks. Sorry.
No, Victory of the Daleks. That was,
World War
II Doctor.
Okay.
World War II Dalek.
With Winston again, Churchill.
You just brought that up again because you gave me for last Christmas a Dalek that was a World War II Dalek.
Yeah, that's
which is adorable.
That's why. Yeah.
Exterminaten.
It was just so funny because it was like Christmas was coming up and I was editing the episode and you're like, I really want one of those. And I'm like, I can make this happen.
And you did.
Yep.
So
anyway,
thank you for that, Steve.
So now what were we going to do, John?
We're going to watch an episode of Doctor Who, and we're going to come back and talk about it.
Yeah.
All while drinking.
Okay.
I'm sorry. This is your job. Should I, like, have not
done
that?
No, we're good.
Okay.
Let's be done.
See you on the other side, peeps.
Bye.
Bye. Welcome back to the Drunk to Who podcast.
Welcome!
And we just finished watching an episode of Doctor Who called Asylum of the Daleks.
Oh, we watched the hell out of it.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
It's fun,
I mean,
wasn't it?
Okay, I had some issues with it.
Okay.
One, as I've said before, I am really sick of them just being like, Amy Pond is in trouble. Amy Pond is going to die. And this episode totally fell back on that. And I'm just tired of it.
Okay. You know?
Because it just, I don't know. It feels like they've done it. It's too much of the damsel in distress. And they've done it too many times in last season and, you know, just this one. Like,
okay.
I know she's not going to die.
Right. It felt like they were almost playing off that, though. You know, because I think the doctor intentionally made them question Amy dying so that they would kind of reconcile. Because he knew, like, Rory would, like, give her, you know, his wrist bracelet thing.
In retrospect, yes.
So then the doctor gave her his Fitbit.
His magical Fitbit, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay, in retrospect, you can say that, but it is still, to the audience, throughout most of the episode, she's gonna die. So, and we'll get there. And also, my other, thought was that this is, we just watched Genesis of the Daleks, which aired like 40 fucking years ago.
Correct.
And now we're watching something else that involves the Daleks on Skaro and the Doctor wearing a magic bracelet.
Was there a giant Dalek statue or a giant Dalek building that they were in?
No.
But I don't remember that.
I don't remember that. But
I don't think it was in the budget.
Like I said, the Doctor wearing a magic bracelet dealing with Daleks on Skaro. I mean, come on.
Well, whose fault is that? Friend of the show, Tim's.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. There we go.
So we're a little bit ahead of ourselves.
Yes. So overall, it was enjoyable.
Yes. And what do we do before we actually watch the episode proper?
We drank.
Besides painting and drinking.
We watched the Pond Life.
Pond Life.
YouTube thing, which was like 5.5 minutes and was kind of like, hey, this happened between the Christmas episode and this current, the episode you're about to watch. And it showed Amy and Rory being constantly interrupted by the Doctor, but then them getting an Ood butler.
Yeah. Ood on the loo.
An Ood on the loo, yes. And then it showed them at the very last minute breaking up, arguing and breaking up, which also annoyed me because, like, we didn't see them.
Yeah. Like, they were showing, like, monthly. It's like, here they are in April. Here they are in May, June, July, August. Because I think this episode dropped in September.
All of a sudden in August, they're miserable and fighting and splitting up. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. Like, you watched this when it aired and you didn't see that little, like, 5.5 minute thing.
Yeah, so I wasn't aware of the Pond Life.
All of a sudden, they're split up. So, okay. So this episode opens with the Doctor being summoned by the Daleks.
Well, like some woman on Skaro is like,
yeah,
meet me here. My daughter's being held by the Daleks in a Dalek camp.
In their prison camps, yeah.
And the doctor's like, yeah, you don't escape. Yeah. Oh, I did. And then she has like a little Dalek.
A Dalek thing comes out of her forehead. A Dalek and then eyeball like thing. The gun comes out of her mouth, I think.
No,
like,
the gun came out of her hand.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so basically she's a repurposed, because the doctor grabs her hand at one point. It's like, you're cold. So, I guess she did.
Yeah, and she's been repurposed into a Dalek living inside her, which is weird. And I've never seen that before.
That was kind of cool. Yeah. The first time it happened, I was like, boom, my head exploded. I'm like,
This was the first time it happened.
Right. So, I'm just saying, when it happened.
Yeah. When you first saw
7 years ago or whatever.
And then we see Amy
at a
model shoot. And I had forgotten that she was a model.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she is awfully pretty. But I didn't remember that she was actually, her character was a professional model. And I assume she was as well. She is as well as being an actress. She's a model, I assume.
Probably.
And then Rory coming in and being all snippy with her. And
shows up with the divorce papers,
yeah. And she's like, hey, I was working. And he's like, really? I thought you were just pouting at the camera.
Oh, yeah.
To be fair, that is part of a model's job.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, it's not the whole thing, but yeah.
While she was pouting at the camera, some like dude comes, like, your husband here. She goes, I don't have a husband. And that was kind of like, oh. Huh.
Oh, so they're shitty divorced. They're not just we grew apart. They're like, we genuinely dislike each other now.
Again, the reason why I even like brought up the pond life thing, because, you know, I know it exists and I've watched it.
Yeah.
But like, you know, it is easier knowing something is afoot,
yeah,
rather than coming into that. Because like when I first came into the episode, I was kind of like, the fuck?
And
I thought I missed something.
Yeah. And
well, you kind of didn't.
I know. Even watching the pond life thing, I'm like, I did not see the deterioration of their marriage.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, that's ridiculous.
Like, they felt like plotty.
They have done nothing up until this episode but tell me that they belong together, that they need to be with each other.
Yeah.
Like, that it just makes sense.
Yeah, so she signs the papers. He goes on his
Even
way.
When he was a gay high schooler in that one episode.
What? You're not gay? Oi?
Oi.
Right. Well, did we like talk how the doctor was actually... Yes, he was caught by that Dalek lady. The lady who had the Dalek thing out of her head. She's like, the doctor has been acquired.
And then we
cut to Earth.
A Dalek voice saying the doctor has been acquired. And you see a bunch of ships outside the giant Dalek statue.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we go to Earth.
And then when Amy, like, you know, then after Rory stormed out, Amy's there with, like, her makeup person.
Yeah, the hair and makeup lady.
You hear the neck crack. And then, like, yeah. The
Dalek stalk.
Right.
And comes out, like, of her forehead.
Yeah, because, like,
Amy Pond has been acquired.
On closed captioning, it says neck crack.
Because
when they kind of go, crunch, crunch, crunch. I'm a corpse that has a Dalek in me. And then, like, they acquired Amy. And Rory gets on a bus. And the bus driver, you know, as all bus drivers are, evil.
Yes.
You know, like, acquired Rory.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, they're on a Dalek ship.
Did I ever tell you the CTA bus driver who, when my...
Bus driver who?
My venture...
Bus driver who?
My venture card wasn't really working. Well, and it's one of those things where you push it up against the thing. It, like, senses it. You don't swipe it.
You don't use tokens?
Yeah, because it's not 1978. And I'm like, I just look at her and go, because it's not responding. And I go, do these things go bad? And she just, without a beat, without skipping a beat, just goes, everything go bad. And then she laughed. Like, she goes, everything go bad. And then she laughed. And I'm just like, it's a moment of like just deep thought from the fucking bus driver. That was pretty amazing. She's like, everything go bad. And then she laughed. And she's like, yeah, they stop working eventually.
Did she still let you on the bus, or did she, like, make you get off?
No, I don't remember. It was years ago.
Probably made you get off.
Anyway.
Anywho.
So the bus driver.
Bus driver?
So, yeah, so the bus driver, he I don't know. Apparently it's a London city bus that had no other passengers on it except for Rory. Because the bus driver, his neck cracks, and then a stalk comes out of his head, and he's like, oh, I acquired Rory Williams.
That was the one bus drive. That was the one bus for Rory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they're in a little room.
Do we go to credits?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Her and Rory are in a tiny little white room, and they're like, oh, okay, what the hell's going on? Oh, we're in space, aren't we? Yeah, and they look out a window, and they see...
Space and Dalek ships.
No, I thought they saw the doctor and a couple of Daleks.
No, they saw space, but then then the door opens, and then a Dalek walks in. You hear the doctor talk.
He finishes a sentence that I don't remember.
Yeah, the doctor like came in with the Daleks, and so like now like you know we've arrived, and they show up, and they like get like kind of like brought up like gladiator style.
Yeah,
into like a giant room.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, doctor, where are we? We're at the Parliament of the Daleks.
And I think maybe then it was credits.
Yeah, it could have been like, you know, House of Commoners of the Daleks.
Yes.
Or it could have been Senate of the Daleks.
Yes.
I wonder if they like translated it for like different, you know.
I was thinking that. Like,
you know, it's like in Canada, would have been like Canadian Parliament of the Daleks.
Yeah, the House of Lords.
House of Lords of the Daleks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like here in America. Well, no, it would just be the Trump administration. Sorry! That's my one political per episode. Bye-bye.
So it would just be the shit show of the Daleks.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think then they go to credits, whatever. And then they come back and they're
like... Do you like the credits? Because like the credits...
Oh, yeah, they're different.
Yeah, Doctor... okay, this...
They don't sound different, but they look different.
This series of Doctor Who, they're making it more... They want to make it more like... movie quality.
I can see that.
So it's like...
Because wasn't the previous season the first one in HD? Or was
Matt Smith's first one. So it was the second. Okay. But like, no, they wanted to make it more, say, like, feel like a movie. So that's why, so each episode is going to feel like a little more, a little differently cinematic from the past.
But still not like standalone. They're still all going to be connected.
Right. So like when when the title Doctor Who showed up and it had the little Dalek studs on there. You're like, oh, that's different. Yeah, like
the whole the font, the background, everything about it, except for the music, was different. And I'm surprised that they changed the entire look of it, but kept the music. But I assume that the music changes when the Doctor changes. But that's just my guess.
We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
And so yeah, and it's still the Doctor, Matt Smith, Karen Gillan, and
Rory.
Something. What's his name again?
Rory.
What's the actor's name? Draco Malfoy?
Yes. So
Arthur Darvill.
Arthur Darvill. You're trying to come with something more British, like Gemma Atherton or something.
No, and I think it's Gemma. I don't know. Whatever.
Gemma. Because I used to think it was Gemma, but that just sounds stupid. And then I heard like British people pronounce it Gemma. I'm like, that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So then.
That's how elevator is pronounced, Lou.
Yes. Wait. Yes. So how trunk is pronounced? Boot.
Sure. Yes.
Yes. Exactly. It's the British people have very weird ways of pronouncing their Q's and T's. But anywho, so now we go back to Parliament of the Daleks.
Yes.
And they're like, "Help us! Help us!" And the doctor's like, "Wait, help you? What?"
Yeah, we're all kind of stunned.
Yeah, he's like waiting to get all zapped to shit.
Yeah, because they're like, "Save us!" I think it was actually that. When they broke for credits is when they're all going, "Save us, save us, save us." Like instead of like exterminate, they're chanting, "Save us, save us." Like it's just weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. So then the doctor's like, "Wait, save you?
No.
Why?"
And then they explain what the Asylum of the Daleks is, which is weirdly configured, evolved rogue Daleks, which is kind of what I said before, a planet just for them. Kind of what I said before.
Sure. A planet just for, like, crazy Daleks. And the doctor's like, "Wait, why don't you just destroy them?" It's like, why destroy such hatred?
Yeah, so they love the hatred, which is why it's implied that they love the doctor a little bit.
Yeah. Like they love to hate to love.
Well, they admire the doctor's sheer pure hatred of the Daleks.
Probably.
Which I can kind of get behind because the Daleks are not nice. Yeah. I don't know if you know that, if you've noticed this as someone who's watched Doctor Who literally their entire life.
Yeah, well, you know, I know. Daleks are just, they're Daleks friends. Friend Dalek.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so then.
The Doctor and the Daleks have a very Fox and the Hound relationship.
And the Hound. So, yeah, so the Doctor's like, "No way. Wait, why don't you just, like, send, like, people down there?" And the Daleks are like, "Because there's a forest field." He's like, "Well, then you should, like, send, like, a small little crew down there." They're like, "Uh-huh."
And they're like, "We are.
Could they cock an eyebrow over their eye stock?" Yeah, they'd be like,
"Yes, that's a good idea. And we'll send a small surgical strike team."
And then basically just shove them in a transporter beam.
Well, they slap some friendship bracelets on them first.
Oh, I thought it was more like a Fitbit.
Okay, then it's a Fitbit.
Yeah, it kept them fit.
So, yes, bit. Again.
Because there's nanotechnology down there.
Yeah, that'll change them.
Right.
So then they all go down to the planet's surface, and the doctor. Or
Rory went zipping past them.
Yeah.
Rory's like, "I'm going down there first."
Amy lands in a field of snow, or on a mountainside of snow, and some dude, I don't remember his name.
Harvey, I think it was Harvey.
Actually, it was Harvey. I think Harvey finds Amy, and then the doctor is. Oh, we forgot, because the doctor finds a little eye stalk, or an eye stalk finds him. It reminded me of R2-D2's little like periscope thing coming out of like the sand in Return of the Jedi. But it was Oswin.
Ah, shit, we didn't talk about Oswin.
No, this is how we came back from the opening credits. Is we saw Oswin. It reminded me of Lost. How there was one episode where we came back from opening credits and it was like, I think it was Desmond who was wandering around in the hatch or in like the season 2 opener. All of a sudden,
it was like Oswin was in a hatch.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and she's like all talking and like stuff, and like
she's talking to her play,
right? And she's talking to her mom on some sort of recording disc, not she's, literally, but
she's
like
she's journaling
exactly. Yeah. But like, oh, forgot on the ship.
Yeah,
it's like, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because the doctor is kind of like, there's a signal coming from the planet,
and it's Carmen, the opera Carmen.
Yeah, dun, 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 dun. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. What that she uses to drown out the Daleks who are coming to the door. That she like pounds
at night.
Uses a hammer to like pound wood, like nails in wood, like like to like lock this high tech space door. Like, I don't understand it at all, really, how it works. But I'm not really going to question.
Comfy, though.
No, she was, and she and the doctor's like, souffles. How did you get eggs? How did you get milk? And it's just waved away for now.
Yeah, it's hand waved. But yeah, he was actually like talking around the ship.
And yes, and he calls her Soufflé Girl.
Right, and she's like, my name is Oswin. I crashed on this planet with my crew.
She was like the junior entertainment officer.
On the Alaska ship.
Yes, on the Alaska. Like, yeah, she signed up because she wanted to see the universe. And this was her first her first time out in space, and it crashed.
She's like, come save me. And then they went on the planet, and then they like find, then the one guy finds.
Yes.
Yeah, Harvey finds, and Harvey's like, man, finally, I've been here a day. This Osmond girl's been here a year, but I've been here 2 days.
Yeah.
Come back to my rescue
hatch.
Vessel.
They go into a hatch.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like Lost. So they go into the hatch, and then in the meantime, we see that Rory has like gone in his own way, and Amy expresses a little bit of concern about him.
Yeah,
not a lot.
He got like transported underground somehow.
Yeah,
they've been transported to the surface. The doctor and Amy, where they met Harvey, but like Rory got like
Rory was
tunneled.
Rory was like a 3-point shot from way out, and just kind of went swish right down into an existing tunnel.
Oh, yeah. And Rory woke up in the middle of, oh, I don't know, a whole bunch of sleeping Daleks?
A graveyard of the Daleks.
Oh, yeah. Like. Yeah, right, exactly. They're not alive because he pushed one and nothing happened.
And so, yeah, okay, we got to pick up the pace, I think. So Harvey, it turns out Harvey is, well, they go into like Harvey's little hatch. Harvey's hatch.
All my mates are down here. Talk to them.
Yeah, and they're like, these people have been dead for a lot longer than a day. And he's like, what are you talking about? Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember dying. And then the Dalek stalk comes out of his forehead.
He's like, I was preserved in the cold.
Yeah.
And like, they haven't. But they were preserved down there, and they died. Mm-hmm. When he opened the hatch, the nano things went in there and then turned them into Daleks.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But it takes a few minutes.
Yeah, so yeah.
So Amy and the doctor go into another room, except for the fact that Amy's magic bracelet, because we're on Skaro and it's Doctor Who, so there's got to be a magic bracelet that just falls off at random.
Well, it's pulled by one of the dead.
Whatever.
The Daleks.
Hers falls off. And
well, it was
so
pulled off.
And so she's like, Doctor, what's going to happen to me? And the doctor's like, you're not going to like it, but I'll explain it to you anyway. You're going to slowly turn into a Dalek. They're going to slowly eliminate all of your love and replace it with hate.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, later on, she slaps Rory. Kind of an example of that. But
well,
yeah.
Well, like, periodically during the episode, Oswin shows up as the man in the chair.
Yes, yeah.
You know, so everyone's kind of like, I've got you. I can see you on the closed circuit. And the doctor's like, how can you do that? She goes, I'm a genius.
Yeah, she's the master hacker. And it's like, she's got a lot of skills for being like the junior entertainment officer or whatever the fuck she was.
She's never qualified, Steve.
Oh, clearly.
Why would you hold that against her?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't dare.
Dare you not.
Anyway, so Oswin is like the god in the machine, essentially.
And she's leading them around.
She's the master hacker.
Yeah, she's like, hey, you know, just go here. I've opened the door. Come downstairs. Yeah.
She finds Rory, and she's like, hey, wake up. Come this way. Come that way. Come this way. And then Rory asks,
don't wake the fucking Daleks, dipshit.
But Rory does wake the Daleks, and it just says, eggs.
Eggs.
Eggs. Eggs. And you know, everybody watching this was just like, oh my god, just say exterminate. It's not eggs, it's exterminate. But Rory's like, you want an egg? How about this thing? He picks up like a metal ball.
Yeah, it's like the little ball things that are usually in their skirts.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, seriously, that's
the,
what it is.
The Dalek house dress.
He's like, did you want this?
A Dalek muumuu.
Eggs, eggs, and it goes, eggs, term, eh.
And he's like,
Nate? Oh. Yes! Exterminate!
And he's like, oh, fuck. And then he runs, and he eventually, like, I don't know, the Oswin lets him into some room, I think.
Yeah. Gets him in a room where, like, she shuts him in there, and he's fine. Basically puts him in a closet somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's all good. And then, like, the doctor and, like, Amy show up. And, again, the doctor sees, like, all these, like, he can hear, these are the dogs that have woken up.
Yes.
But the doctor's like, hey, what's going on here? And then a dog follows him, and the dog is like, hey, you don't have your little zappy stock. What are you going to do, Dalek bitch? And the dog's like, self-destruct.
Yeah, the doctor and Amy, and he's basically trying to talk Amy through, her, like, turning into, like, one of these, a Dalek carrier? Like, what do you...
Well, the little stuff, basically turning into, like, a human,
A puppet.
Yeah, exactly, a puppet. And so, she's like, well, why do you think that's going to happen to me? He's like, because I've told you 4 times already.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, it's, like I said, another one where Amy is in danger, and I don't care for it. It's just like, come on.
Well, she's going to turn into a giant doll. She's going to turn into a doll. Dalek. Dalek.
So,
Dalek.
So, yeah, the doctor basically uses the power of his words to have a Dalek and his sonic screwdriver to have a Dalek self-destruct. But also, like, it goes back into a room where Amy was hallucinating that the Daleks were actually, like, people.
Yeah. She's like, no, there's people here.
And it's like,
no, you're converting.
A little girl who was like dressed like a ballerina and spinning was actually like a Dalek that was spinning around.
Yeah. So, all the crazy dogs. She could see what they looked like inside to her.
Kind of, yeah.
I thought that was rather charming.
Oh, no, it was kind of cool.
And creepy and charming.
But then the doctor has like the one that self destructs. He sends it over there. And then he talks to Amy, and they find Rory, and every once in a while they're talking to Oswin about...
When the Daleks blowed up from the other Daleks, that's when Rory came out of the closet he was hiding in, and then he found... because he's not gay anymore, because they're like high school. And then, like, so then he found Amy and the doctor. They reunited, and it felt not bad.
It felt pretty good.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, again, there was, like, shenanigans going on. Amy's unconscious, and then...
In the meantime, the doctor's like, hey, what the hell happened to you two? And she's like, we grew apart. It just happens. It's life.
He wanted to have kids, and I couldn't...
Well, we find this out later.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so then after the three of them are reunited, and then Amy wakes up, and it's just like, remember, Daleks hate, you have love... And then Amy slaps Rory in her unconscious state.
Yeah.
Which means, like, oh, Amy's still in there. And then the doctor's like,
but hey. She chose to slap Rory instead of the doctor, which means it's not indiscriminate hate. It's just, like, hate and love. There's a balance there.
Oh, I don't think she even hated him. It was just kind of like,
oy. No. What I'm saying is, like, there's strong emotion towards Rory. And, you know, stronger emotion towards Rory than towards the doctor.
Right. And so, like, the doctor realized they're on a transmat pad or something. And it's like, Oswin, can you, like, transport us? She goes, I can, but you got to get me first.
Yeah, but I won't because you got to come to me. I can't come to you. Why not?
Do you think the doctor knew the entire time she was a Dalek?
I don't think so, actually.
I don't know. Because, I mean, I think, like, the whole thing with the eggs and how are you getting milk, he knew she wasn't right.
He knew something was wrong.
He knew she wasn't right.
But I don't think he knew that she was specifically a Dalek.
Yeah.
Which we find out in a minute or two.
Again, a year, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. She's like, find me here. And he follows like the little, she gives him a little Google map and she gets there and he has to go through like all these like crazy Daleks that wake up.
Yeah.
And it's like,
and recognize him.
Tor. Because he basically, they all survived, like, you know, battles that he was at.
They named 4 wars that they survived, and they were all wars with the doctor.
Yeah. Basically, the doctor's like, oh, yeah. Oh,
so,
my bad.
Were these all things that we've seen, or you have seen?
Oh, I have no idea. One of them was Vulcan.
I know. The other was, like, Excelsior or some bullshit. Yeah. Exeter or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think it was a Star Trek callback. I think it was a callback from, like, the 60s.
Probably. Vulcan was...
Yeah, I'm sure these all have, like, a place somewhere. My encyclopedic memory is
beer soaked.
Well, I was going to say, much like encyclopedias nowadays, non-existent.
Or just...
or, I'm sorry, printed encyclopedias.
Unreliable.
Unreliable, non-existent, and has last been updated in 1989.
It's been tampered with. I did like how on I read that the somewhere that the Wikipedia entry for Home Alone 2 said that as of today, Donald Trump was the only cast member of Home Alone 2 to be impeached by the House of Representatives. Is Joe Pesci or Daniel Stern on that list? Like, are they going to be impeached? Like,
well, Tim Curry's not a citizen, so.
That's true.
Well, I don't think he's a citizen. He could be.
I mean, he might have dual. I don't know.
Maybe. Who knows? Yeah, he could be dual citizenship.
Anyway, so in this time, they flash back to Amy and Rory where they have, like, we basically find out the root of the argument. She can't have kids because of what happened at Demon's Run.
He wants to have kids. So she basically is giving him a divorce so that he can have children.
And he's like, I don't give a fuck. I love you. I love you more than you love me. And she's like, fuck you. I gave you up for you. And so it's a very... It's like these conversations should have been had.
Well, you know, it's also weird. They have a child.
Yeah.
Who's older than them.
Oh, I assume that it was because of the events that led to the birth of River Song. That's why she can't have more children.
Well, I think like because they took, yeah, there was, you know, and because Rory, of Demon's Run.
If Rory wants kids, he doesn't want it to be like a middle-aged lady. Instantly.
No, I think it's, I imagine her plumbing. I think Amy's plumbing is fucked up. I don't think it has anything to be like every baby that's going to come out of her. Is going to be like River.
No,
Phoenix.
That's what I mean. Like they have a kid, but it's not the kid. Not the type of kid Rory wants. It's a middle-aged woman immediately. Like Rory wants to have children. He wants to raise children. He doesn't want to discover that he has a 44-year-old woman as a child. You know.
But he's also like, yeah, you're my life. I want to be with you. And so they both were like thinking the best for the other person.
Yeah.
And at odds with it.
But they never communicated. It's like these are conversations you should have had. Like, I can definitely imagine giving up the idea of having kids because like your wife or your husband can't have them. It's like, oh, you're choosing the life with this person over the life of some potential person.
Yeah.
You know.
So the doctor goes and like finds Oswin and discovers, you know, cause like,
she's a Dalek with a giant chain over
her head.
A
whole bunch of Daleks were about to kill the doctor.
Yeah.
And Oswin's like, I can't get the door open. Wait, let me try something else. All of a sudden the Daleks are like, you're good. Get it.
Yeah. All of a sudden they wander off after being
bye-bye.
Like, the doctor must die. The doctor must die. And then they just wander off.
No, you're good. You're good. Just keep walking. Just keep walking.
It's cool.
Yeah, and then it turns out that Oswin used her powers of hacking, because, you know, it's always about the hacking.
Yes.
And she deleted all mention of the Predator, which is what the Daleks call the Doctor.
From the PathNet or something?
Yeah, I forget what it's called. Yeah, some Usenet sort of thing.
Yeah, the Daleks' internal network, their intranet.
Right, so then she was able to open the door that she was behind. Turns out, yes, she's a Dalek.
Yeah.
But yeah, she maintained, they did a full conversion of her.
But she maintained her humanity.
Which is why she was in the asylum, because she was insane.
Yes. That's an insane Dalek. That's a good point.
She's an insane Dalek.
Well, she was converted to being a Dalek by insane Daleks.
Right.
So she was never going to be a quote-unquote normal Dalek.
Right. So she's a Dalek, and so like, you know, now every time... Now we see, like, when they're actually interacting, she's speaking. You know, she's like, hello, doctor, it's me, Oz. I am not a Dalek.
I am a human.
I am human.
Yeah.
And then the doctor's like, you know, so the doctor's hatred of the Daleks is kind of like, well, fuck you. You're a Dalek. Fuck yourself. I'm out of here. Fuck you. And she's like, but wait, I'm human.
Or at least she thinks she's human. She's convinced she's human.
She is convinced she's human. Yeah,
even when she sees that she's not human, she's still like, I still have my humanity.
She did have her humanity. And she saved the doctor.
Yeah.
She's like, go. I've fixed whatever needs to be fixed.
She just says, run.
Run, you clever boy. Run. And remember me.
Oh, run.
Look at the camera.
Run, you chin.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was chin, Roar was nose.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, no. She said, and you may want to remember this phrase, run, you clever boy, and remember me.
And then she looked directly into the fucking camera.
Yeah, and then the Daleks blowed up the planet, but the Doctor, Rory, and Amy were able to, like, transmit back to the Dalek ship. He put them inside the TARDIS, though.
Yeah, because he's good at that precision transport thing.
And he comes out to taunt them, and they're like, who are you?
Doctor who?
Doctor who are you? And I'm like,
oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Because they all keep repeating, Doctor who, Doctor who, Doctor who. And then he...
Oswin deleted his file.
Yeah, which is game-changing.
Very much so.
So they... And I hope it stays. They don't retrofit it or retroactively change that.
There could be repercussions.
I'm assuming there are, but
this is the first of a season.
Yes. Okay. So then he drops off Rory and Amy and at their house, and Amy kisses Rory, turns around and walks inside, and Rory is doing like fist pumps galore, and Amy's like, I can see that, and he's like, oh, okay, I'll walk in with some dignity.
Or, it's all good now.
You know, fake dignity. It's all good. I assume the divorce papers were blown up.
Probably.
And then the Doctor is running around the TARDIS, pulling on levers, saying, Doctor Who, Doctor Who, Doctor Who, Doctor Who. Like, he's giddy. Yeah. But yes, I assume Oswin is going to return. I assume that the Doctor is, I guess we're just going to skip to the end. I assume the Doctor is going to find her before she gets on the Alaska ship and eventually meet up with her.
But she was there.
Yeah,
timey-wimey. How could he meet her before she gets on the ship?
Timey-wimey, motherfucker.
Then he puts her back so she can become a Dalek? That's mean as fuck.
I don't know, dude. Could the Doctor do that? I don't know. He's the Doctor Victorious. He saved that one woman from Mars. I don't know.
Well, and then she killed herself.
Yeah.
To keep the timeline going.
But she was noble. She was a much bigger figure than Oswin, I assume.
Mm. Who knows?
I don't know. I just assume the way that she looked directly into the goddamn camera
and said, remember me.
Yeah. And I'm just like, well, obviously I will, because we just made eye contact and it's weird.
Run, you clever boy, and remember me.
So yeah, she's obviously... I did, except for the whole Amy's gonna die thing.
Yeah.
Because the Doctor slipped his bracelet on hers. The whole, how do you not know whether or not you're wearing a bracelet?
You know, I mean, this is, I'm not giving you shit, but you know the show.
Yeah.
So why do you think Amy possibly could die?
No, I don't. That's the point. Is like, I know she's not going to die. Yeah, so
you seem to hold it against the show.
I do hold it against the show. You have to put
them in peril.
It's like when the X-Files would threaten to kill Mulder. It's
you
like,
know they're not going to kill Mulder.
I know, but so why tease me with it? Why use it? It's just cheap dramatics. Yeah. Why use it as stakes that I know don't really exist? You know?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like,
I know what you mean.
If you were watching Star Trek and they were constantly putting Kirk in mortal danger, it's like, you know, they're not going to kill him.
They do.
Yeah, whatever. You know.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, so it's that, like, oh, could they possibly? You know they're not, but you still, like, kind of fall into it for a moment.
I do feel that, I just feel like it's cheap dramatics. It's like, you know, don't...
Well, somebody's got to be put in peril.
Do they? They're already in fucking peril, but just why does she have to be special about it? Like,
well, they've done it to Rory. Remember, they kill Rory.
Technically, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, they killed him and they brought him back and stuff. So it's like, you know, they did it before. They could do it again.
I just feel that it's unnecessarily... I just feel it's unnecessary. That's all.
Okay, that's fine.
I get tired of Amy constantly being put in. Why is she always the one who's in danger?
Because she's a redhead and they have no souls.
I guess. It's like four out of the last five episodes.
Because like redheads, since they don't have souls.
Yeah.
Did you roll your eyes at me?
I really did. It's because my thing. You make this joke every time.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Much like how you always was like, why do they always put Amy in jeopardy? I'm like, because she's a redhead. I'm like, it's your thing, it's my thing.
Yeah.
If you bring that up, I will bring that up.
Sure.
So I think it's a good start to a new season.
I do too, and I like the fact that it didn't start with a two-parter like last time.
Yeah. So there will be a slightly altered title sequence each episode for a little while.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of like tailored to fit.
All right.
Yeah, a little bit.
I assume one, there'll be like a Bond title sequence, and the Doctor will just end up in a silhouette pointing a sonic screwdriver at us.
Like a silhouette of a naked Dalek.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
diving into a pool.
What the hell does a Dalek with clothes on look? Never mind.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, oh, are those its balls?
No.
Oh.
It's just lumpy.
Yeah, Jenna Coleman.
Yeah, she played.
Or she was originally Jenna Louise Coleman.
Okay.
She's dropped the Louise now since. Yeah. She's Jenna Coleman. She hasn't really done much. Captain America First Avenger, she was in there as Connie.
I don't know who Connie was.
I know, I don't either.
Maybe it was like the woman he and his friend went on a date with early in the movie or something.
She could feel like a 40s kind of girl.
Yeah, she does.
You know, give her like a little hair curl. Yeah, and like, definitely. You know, maybe like when they were in England or something.
Maybe.
It's like, hey, Captain America, you want to like hook up with this, you know, little British...
I assume it was more like one of the, like the showgirls or something. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't know if the showgirls would have a name. Anyway, her name was Connie.
I assume she made eye contact with us and said, "Remember me." I assume we'll see her again in this show.
Well, run you, clever boy. Now we've also seen her in three seasons of Victoria as Queen Victoria. Mic drop.
Okay.
She's Queen Victoria, Steve.
Oh, okay.
Mic drop.
What? They didn't have mics back then.
Yeah, I know.
So it would be okay for me to confuse her with Olivia Colman then, who didn't she also in The Favourite play Queen Victoria?
No, she was Queen Elizabeth.
Which one?
First one.
Okay. Oh, yeah, there's only been two.
Yeah, no, she was the first one, I think. She wasn't Anne Boleyn.
I don't know.
I don't know British people, Steve.
I don't know.
They all look alike to me.
Yeah, they do. They do. Chiwetel Ejiofor and Amy and Karen Gillan look exactly alike. Well, she's Scottish.
Well, I know one has bits and the other one's missing bits.
Bits and pieces?
You know, tips and tangles and all that sort of stuff. You know.
Tips and tangles.
Tits and tatas. Anyway, I don't really have much about this episode.
Okay. Well, yeah, there weren't a lot of humans in this episode.
No, like the people around there, I was kind of like, yeah, I don't really care.
Yeah, okay.
There's a whole lot of like stuff. I'm like, hey, photographer? Yeah, no, I don't know.
Yeah, the photographer, the assistant, the makeup lady with the bus driver.
Yeah, it's like, bus driver who?
Or the lady that the doctor went to meet, who turned out to be a meat puppet.
Wasn't she Dana or something?
Because
at like one point you're like, who the fuck is Dana?
Oh yeah,
because it was like closed captioning. It's like Dana's talking. Yeah, like who's her? Whatever her name is.
I just assume every reference to red hair is like a reference to Amy Pond at some point in her life. I don't know.
Do you want to continue doing the unsung crew member of the episode?
Sure. Okay. It's entirely up to you.
Oh, I don't mind doing it.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Are we tired of it? Is it dragging on?
I think Denise likes it.
Okay. Yeah. I liked how we're doing it for a whole season. I'm like, I'm doing this. She goes, oh, that's kind of fun. Keep doing that. I'm like, okay. Thanks for not listening, girl.
She said she's behind.
No, I know she is. Yeah. That's okay. By the time she listens to this in probably like 2 years, hello, Denise from 2 years ago. We salute you.
If we're lucky.
Today, Becky Trotman.
Okay.
Becky Trotman, she was an assistant editor on this episode.
Okay.
And Becky does not have a whole big CV.
Okay.
Okay. She was an assistant editor in 4 episodes of Sherlock.
All right.
Which, you know, you got that.
Which is like six episodes of a real show.
But like that's Stephen Moffat.
Yeah.
She was also an assistant editor in 10 episodes of Da Vinci's Demons.
Oh, that was on, like, Stars, I think.
Probably. You've got Stars again, so you can, like, watch it.
Yeah.
Tell me how she did.
I probably won't watch it, but okay.
Now, and there's a show called Casualty.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, she's did 4 episodes of that.
Okay.
Now, so far, she's been associated with 47 episodes of Doctor Who.
Good God. Well, okay.
Well, you know, so that's like, what, 27 seasons, I'm assuming.
Yeah. No. When did she start?
Well, she, with Matt Smith. Okay. She started with Matt Smith since the beginning, and she's actually worked through with Jodie Capaldi.
Jodie Capaldi?
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Matt
don't
Smith
you mean, don't
to
you mean,
Peter Capaldi to Jodie Whittaker.
Don't you mean Peter Whittaker?
So she's worked with, like, you know, the three doctors, the latest three doctors.
So she's been working on Doctor Who for a long time.
Yeah, but she only had like two episodes with the prior series, and it doesn't look like she works much. So, you know, I have no idea. I mean, she doesn't really have a whole big long history.
I don't know.
Really, only the last 10 or so years. So, you know, I mean, but
yeah,
Becky, also known as Rebecca, I saw. Yeah, she sometimes is Rebecca Trotman, we salute you.
All right.
All right. All right, Steve. So, hey.
Editing is one of those things, it's like you only notice it if it's bad.
Yeah, so.
Like the Peloton commercial that everybody made fun of because it was edited and shot weird, framed weird. And
well, I just figured people just don't get shit.
I don't know.
I know. Speaking of weird, have we had any viewer mail?
Yes.
I don't know. I was just looking for a segue.
Yeah.
That wasn't like, you know, someone cop riding around in my house on a two-wheeled vehicle.
Okay.
Hey, yeah. You, get off that.
Tim reached out from the, from, you know.
The comma correspondent, Tim.
Eventually you'll be able to pronounce
comma, it. Comma correspondent, Tim.
So, yeah.
Friend of the show.
He reached out.
From the West Coast.
He reached out after the.
I'm done.
I know. He reached out after the last intervention.
Oh.
He said, an intervention, congratulations.
Aw.
Way to go getting through all six episodes of Genesis of the Daleks. It's quite a feat after Moffat's manic series six to slow down to classic Who.
Seriously.
You did note what is a common theme to those old stories, the old get captured, escape, repeat, repeat routine. So yeah,
true.
I yeah, and they so even true. Did that like three times in that series. Ugh. Or that little chunk story.
Yeah, and it was like still weird because, like, you know, then he's like they're just kind of wandering around.
Yeah,
they were still captured, but that they're wandering around and they get captured. Yeah,
they had lots of minutes to fill and not much money, so the pattern allowed them to reuse the same corridors and sets. You'll definitely have to get used to it if you forge ahead with more classic Who. Now, you've obviously already seen a bunch of classic Who.
Yeah.
I've only seen any Doctor Who on for this podcast, so.
Right. This feels like after that sentence, we should go, dun, dun, dun.
Well, no.
Because Tim has more.
Here. You might want to consider an adventure in space and time for your next intervention, maybe in between the two halves of Series 7. It tells the story of the beginnings of the show and was made for the 50th anniversary year that you'll be doing next. Sure, it's a little fictionalized and sentimental here and there, but given the players involved and that it was freaking 1963 with all of its sexism and other isms and phobias, it's a success story any Who fan would enjoy. May your holidays be filled with spirits. Tim.
Oh, thanks, Tim. You know what?
They were filled with spirits because I wasn't just hanging out with my Baptist family. We were with Heidi's family as well.
So no Holy Spirits, just spirits.
there was an attempt.
But you know what? Good call. Cause it's like, I was wondering how we're going to fit in Adventures in Time and Space. Cause I would like us to watch it, but we'll have that as an intervention. That's
this is
good.
Kind of like, almost like a biopic. Not a biopic, but like just a fictionalized version of, you know, kind of
the start of Doctor Who.
A sincere, not sincere, but a non-comedic version, like Ed Wood is to the movies, is to Plan 9 from Outer Space. This is to the origins of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Although Ed Wood is comedic, but still.
It features the actor basically who plays the first Doctor. However, it's not like his life story. It's just kind of like, it features on him as like Doctor Who, the show was starting in the 60s. And
they talk about how great it is for white people to play other races with just makeup and all that stuff. And
yeah, that's serious.
How women should just be there to be like, hey, what do we do next?
Yeah, it's like, oh, hey, Doctor. Well, yeah, no. Yeah. So, yeah. So, you know what? Good. Thank you, Tim. I was wondering how we're going to fit that in.
So is the story of time and space, is this something you would want to do, but like Tim said, between the Christmas episodes? Would that make sense? Or would you want to do it After the season.
After the season.
Okay.
Because it, they actually broadcast it after this season and before the 50th episode. Our 50th anniversary.
And we're going to, the 50th episode, is that after this season? Like before, between season 7 and 8?
Correct.
Okay, cool. I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
Because I literally know nothing about, well, the only thing I know about classic Doctor Who is what we've seen in those two stories, the Genesis of the Daleks and the Deadly Assassin, yeah. The Redundant Assassin. Well, it's every assassin has to be deadly. Otherwise, they're just an attempted murderer. Or attempted manslaughterer. I don't know. Okay, so do we want to have a relapse between season halves?
No.
Okay.
No, because I think it's still, you know,
I don't know how much it flows. I don't know.
I would enjoy the discussion of talking about the two halves of the season post the season.
I don't understand.
You'll see.
It's no. I'm not talking about an intervention. I'm talking about a classic story.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
We'll just treat it like it's one long season.
Okay. No, there it does. It's the size of a regular season, so.
We'll ignore the fact that they take a break. Correct. We'll ignore the fact that they have it split.
Sure, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So we're going to talk about this episode?
Yeah, thank you for writing in, Tim. We appreciate it.
We do appreciate it. Comic-Con correspondent, Tim.
Wow, that's a lot of syllables.
I know, and I still fucked it up.
Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con correspondent, Tim.
Comic correspondent.
Friend of the podcast.
Friend of the pod.
Podcast intern, Tim.
Yeah. So thanks, dude. I'm going to definitely take that under consideration, man, and make sure that it's... Well, he's from California, so I assume he's like, you know...
So you're translating.
I'm translating.
All right.
You know, righteous dude. So...
I'm wondering how someone would translate something for us in Chicago.
They just probably talk pizza.
Okay, yeah.
You know, do you want sausage on that? Of course we want sausage on it.
Maybe.
Crumbled, not sliced, because that's weird.
That is weird. Those are just thick pepperonis.
I know, right? So, hey, Steve.
Yes.
There's going to be another episode of Doctor Who.
Oh, fuck.
And the next one is called Dinosaurs on a Spaceship.
No, seriously, what's it called?
Dinosaurs on a Spaceship. you know what? How can you possibly fuck this one up?
No, my honestly...
Like the wedding of River Song. What could that be about, Steve?
My first thought...
Asylums and Daleks.
My first thought was in Firefly, when Wash, Alan Tudyk's character, is like... playing with dinosaur like toys when he's piloting the spaceship. That was my first thought. So if Alan Tudyk is in this, I would be very happy, but I doubt he's in this.
Oh, there's going to be someone we know in there. I forgot about this.
Oh. I'm wait, sorry. Really?
There's well, it ain't going to be Wash.
No.
But there's a guest star.
Dame Judi Dench.
She is good.
Okay.
She plays the pilot.
What's the name again?
Dinosaurs on a Spaceship.
Dinosaurs on a Spaceship. So the Doctor, Amy, and Rory reunited, and it feels pretty good. They
make up sex. Yeah.
On an adventure. And what they do is they end up at a floating space terrarium/zoo where there is some species that we have yet to see before that is collecting, like, animals that go extinct.
So welcome to Jurassic Ship.
Yes, kind of. Things that have gone extinct. And so they go in this and there is, I'm going to say it's kind of like Jurassic Park. And there are dinosaurs there, but also all sorts of alien species that are about to go extinct. But then they go down and beam down. Like they beam up one of everything.
Okay.
A sample of everything. For posterity's sake, but there is an accident and the force fields go down and then the doctor, uh-oh. It's going to be kind of like Jurassic Park, but with the doctor and Amy and Rory instead of Sam Neill and two children.
So will they have a hacker?
Oh, like Newman.
Well, Newman was a hacker.
Played by Wayne Knight.
But they also had like the girl who was like, "Oh, thank goodness, this is a Unix system. That was, I'm a hacker."
That was one of the children. Yes.
Yeah.
No, I assume that it won't be computer skills that they need, but Rory's medical training will come into play somehow.
Will they have a motherfucking Sam Jackson in this one?
Everybody needs a motherfucking Sam Jackson. Everybody needs a
motherfucking Sam Jackson.
No, yeah, and someone will be killed on a toilet. It'll be just like Jurassic Park.
Well, I hope it's a lawyer.
An old man will be eaten alive. No, Richard Attenborough didn't die.
He didn't die. No, no. He died. Well, he did die.
I'm thinking of the book.
Oh, okay. He died in the book?
I think so. I don't remember. Well, there was a sequel
to the book, too.
So, yeah, that's my thought, is that it's kind of a
dinosaurs on a spaceship.
Zoo.
Jurassic
Park. Zoo that gets out of control.
Jurassic Park on a Saturn rocket.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You know, it's like, or like, you know, so like T-Rexes driving a shuttle.
Yeah, I will try to think of something better next
A Soyuz with a T-Rex.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, right, Soyuz, now. That's Russian.
Okay.
I'm just trying to say.
T-Rexes aren't Russian.
I know. But, you know, hey, an alternate reality.
An alternate reality. We're already done with this episode.
Okay, so thanks for listening, people.
Thank you.
I've been John.
I've been Steve.
And for our Patreon listeners, please just put the kids to bed. All right. Say, Johnny loves you. Bye.
Okay. Why did they have to put the kids to bed? I don't want to know.
I'm just trying to make it quick.
Bye.
Bye. Is this one weird?
It's not bad.
I just grabbed
Kona Brewing, a bunch of longboard.
Well, it's still beers. I mean, no, I didn't know which flavor I grabbed.
Oh, you grabbed the Island Lager. So, you know.
It's different from the IPA.
You know, it's got a bunch of like surfboard themes, and since we're both so into water sports.
Steve,
well, I played
our information.
I was on the swim team in high school, and you know, we played water polo and stuff.
Like splashy, splashy.
Sure, splashy, splashy is what we called it.
Yeah,
isn't that what water sports is? Just doing sports in the water.
Sure, Steve. Sure, Steve. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole with you. Sorry.